Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Lulu and the Brontosaurus by Judith Viorst, narrated by Michelle O. Medlin, and directed by Emily Asher.
Okay, all right. You don't have to tell me. I know. I know that people and dinosaurs have never lived on Earth at the same time. And I know that dinosaurs aren't living now. I even also know that paleontologists, folks who study dinosaurs, decided that a dinosaur that was once called a Brontosaurus, a very nice name, shouldn't be called Brontosaurus anymore, and changed it to Apatosaurus, a kind of ugly name. But since I'm the person writing this story, I get to choose what I write, and I'm writing about a girl and a Brontosaurus. So, if you don't want to read this book, you can close it up right now. You won't hurt my feelings. And if you still want to read it, here goes. Chapter 1. There once was a girl named Lulu, and she was a pain. She wasn't a pain in the elbow. She wasn't a pain in the knee. She was a pain, a very big pain, in the butt. Now, Lulu was an only child, and her mom and her dad gave her everything she wanted. And guess what? Lulu wanted everything. Tons of candy, tons of toys, tons of watching tons of cartoons on TV. And if her mom and her dad ever said, and they hardly ever said it, "Sorry, darling, we think you've had enough," Lulu would screech till the light bulbs burst and throw herself down on the floor. And then she would kick her heels and wave her arms. And pretty soon, her mom and her dad would say,